The journey continues day 46, inviting guests. Celebrating cannot be done alone. We celebrate with other people. That is why we are commanded by the Torah to welcome guests, the mitzvah of achnasat archim. It is very basic and fundamental that we share our joy. In addition to welcoming friends into our sukkah and eating a festive meal in cheerful company, we also welcome, in accordance with the Kabbalistic tradition in the Zohar, seven mystical guests, Ushpizen, also known as the seven faithful shepherds, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Aaron, Joseph, and David. So when we sit in the sukkah, the Zohar explains, in the shadow of faith, Abraham and the other six guests come and visit us. And they come to feed us with spiritual nourishment, each imparting the quality unique to him. On our part, there's no greater hospitality than we can accord them than to emulate their lives. On each of the 7 days of the festival, another one of the seven Ushpizen, or guests, leads the group. So as we look into each day of the holiday, in addition to the human guests, we have these spiritual guests. In the Chabad tradition, we also have seven Hasidic guests, beginning with the Baal Shem Tov and the Maggid of Mizrich, the Alter Rebbe, the Mittler Rebbe, the Tzemach Tzedek, the Rebbe Marash, the Rebbe Rashab, and the last 2 days, Shmini Atzeret and Simchat Torah, the previous Rebbe and our Rebbe. So today, think about the guest that comes on this particular day. On the second day of Sukkot, it's Yitzchak. On the first day of Sukkot, it was Abraham. And what their particular features and what we can emulate. It's a tremendous experience to recognize that you're not sitting alone in this sukkah. But besides the people with you are also these powerful shepherds that give us tremendous strength and great power to live our lives in a joyous way and a kind way and compassionate way and in a disciplined way.